always good to be together because it encourages our heart, it encourages growth in each of us. I'm going to talk about that in a minute or two. The fact that together we are growing, and that's been our topic for a few weeks, that growing in God is really important. As we mature in Him, our faith grows, and it allows God to do much more with us, to deal with the stuff that we are facing. But just in preparation for our service this morning, a thought has just been going round in my heart, my mind, and that is that some of us here this morning, God is all you've got. And I want to encourage you that that's enough. If all you've got is God, that's enough. Scripture tells us this. This is David writing in Psalm 73. It says, "My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all your works." You know, when our hearts fail, when we've got nowhere else to go, we draw near to God. And He strengthens our heart. He encourages us. He deals with the issue in us so that we can get through, so that we can see the good things of God, and then we can declare His works. You know, God is always trying to work in our life. And I think that's part of what I'm trying to say, really, as we learn to grow together in God, that God is involved in our growth process, and He wants to see us as strong believers, as mature believers who have taken hold of everything that God has got for us, and we are living it. Philippians 1 verse 6, this is one of my favourite scriptures. It always brings hope to my heart. That being confident of this, that He who's begun a good work in you will carry on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. See, God has started something in our hearts. He's done something new in us. We are reborn through all that Christ achieved on the cross. And we've got to be confident that He's going to continue that work. God causes the growth. He wants us to grow to maturity. He wants us to be able to be overcoming Christians and believers. But we've got to work with Him. He doesn't do it without our cooperation or without our consent. And so we've got to learn how to give God consent to work in our lives. In everything that I've read in the Bible, God is wanting a heart connection. You know, it's good to know about God. It's good to know theology. But God isn't interested in that. He's interested in our heart. And it's the cry of His heart, as we read all the way through Scripture, the cry of His heart is, I want a relationship with you, but a heart relationship, not just a knowledge relationship. And so God is always seeking that. If we love God with everything that we have, our heart, that's our thinking, our emotions, our actions, then we are open to allowing God to work in us. When you love somebody unconditionally, you accept who they are, and God accepts us for who we are. And very often we can be disappointed in who we are because we know our own failures and weaknesses, but God still loves us unconditionally, and He still wants us to grow. He wants us to mature. He wants to transform who we are. The children of Israel, it's always a bit of a love you hate your story with the children of Israel. They were often, it says, hard-hearted towards God in their journey with Him. And as you read through the Old Testament, the relationship that God had with them was very often one minute they believed and they trusted God, the next minute they were worshipping other gods, they'd lost their faith. And often generations would turn their back on God because of circumstances. And as we read even in the freeing of the children of Israel from Egypt to travel to the Promised Land, all of them, apart from Joshua and Caleb, died in the wilderness. They'd lost their heart relationship with God. Even though they'd seen many miracles, even though they'd seen God move in mighty ways, their faith, their relationship with God, had dissipated. And so for 40 years they walked in the wilderness, and only two made it through to the Promised Land. We talk about that scripture, don't we? Don't get weary. Don't get weary in doing good things. Don't get weary with life. Don't allow life to overcome us so that we lose our connectivity, our connection with God, because it's so important that out of everything else that we do, if we have a heart relationship with God, He can work in us and we can go to Him and we can draw near to Him because our faith in Him is sure. Excuse me. To grow with God, we need to set off on a journey of discovery. I don't know whether you like planning journeys of discovery. At some point we must set off, otherwise it's just an aspiration. You know, when you're planning your holidays or you're planning, some of us plan our weeks out, but to make it work, you've got to do something. If you're going to travel somewhere, you've got to get in a car or on a plane. Otherwise, it just becomes an aspiration. In our journey with God, we can aspire to being great in God, to be great for God, but we've got to set off on the journey. Otherwise, nothing ever happens. And we know that at times our journey can be difficult. There are times when we are stretched in overcoming circumstances. But as we've said previously, it's when we grow the most. When we're going through difficulties, when we're going through the stresses of life, and we're learning to draw near to God, we're learning to allow God to be part of that process, then we begin to grow in Him. We build our spiritual muscles through the hard times. For us to become strong in God, He's always looking to grow us in certain areas. And in the book of Peter, we've read it a couple of times, it talks about making every effort to grow. And so growing is an effort. It's something that we've got to do. It's not a physical effort, but it's a spiritual effort. We've got to put God first in everything. We've got to give Him the opportunity to work in our hearts and in our lives. And we do that by reading the Word, praying, listening to the Word, and being part of the body of Christ. It's how we grow together. He's looking to work on our character. That is the core of who we are. The way we think, the way we react, the words that we use, the attitudes that we have, our character. God is always working on our character. He's wanting us to become more like Jesus. So that some of the stretches that we have when we're facing circumstances in life are making us more like Jesus. Very often we just want those things to go away. But if we love God and we understand the process that He's working in us, then we understand that He's trying to grow our character to make us more like Jesus. He's trying to produce fruit in our lives. As we are connected to Him, then He grows the fruit of the Spirit. He wants us to grow in those things that benefit other people, to grow in those fruit. And He wants us to grow in faith. We need to grow in faith, because as we grow in our faith, then God can do more in us and He can do more with us. We are more stable in our relationship and we're not put off, we're not knocked off our journey by the stresses of life. We did talk about the parable of the sower and how life just sometimes takes over. It can destroy our faith if we're not growing in our faith, if we're not giving God something to grow our roots into so that we can grow in faith. So we've looked at that already. God has placed a calling on each of our lives and He wants us to grow into our calling. It says that God has prepared good works for us to do. And often we can feel ill-equipped to do anything for God. Well, that's not true. We limit what we do because very often we look at ourselves, our abilities, our skills, and we go, oh, there's not really much God can do with me. But I want to tell you this morning, God does want to do something with you. He wants to, as we've read this morning on one of the songs, He's got plans for you to prosper you and to do you good so that you can fulfill your calling in Him. I often think about the disciples and how they would have felt just being called Jesus' disciples. And as they were listening to what Jesus was saying, as they were growing in their relationship with Him, how they would have been overwhelmed if they would have been just left to get on with it. If they had been told that this is what you're going to do, they would have been overwhelmed with the responsibility and their lack of experience on their lack of gifting at that point. But as they journeyed with Jesus, as he demonstrated who he was and demonstrated the power of God working in his life, they would have grown into that relationship with him where they began to trust him and were being prepared for the calling that God placed on their lives. And so very often we are called to do simple things, easy things. And as we do those, as we are obedient in those, then our faith and our relationship with God causes us to recognize and begin to work towards our calling in life. God will never give us a task that will overwhelm us. He won't give you more than you can do. But as we walk with him, he equips us for the good works that he's prepared for us. When I was a young man, and I was one once, I never used to go to missionary services because I didn't want to be a missionary. I didn't want to be called to go and work in Africa or India or all those places. I thought, I don't want to go there. It's not my thing. And so just to make sure that God didn't call me to those places, I didn't go to the missionary services. Cut him off at the starting point. And it's interesting how God knows who we are, and he won't take us to places that don't suit who we are. And I had a calling on my life probably in my late teens, early 20s, but I was a bit overwhelmed with what he was saying. And I thought, I can't do that. I could never be a minister of a church. I could never stand in front of people and deliver something. It just wasn't who I felt I was. But through life, through the journey of life, through my experiences in church and in the community, God has reshaped me, he's reformed me, and he's made me into something that is what I am today. Now, I would never have thought that was possible, but that's what our mind does. It limits what God wants to do in us. And it's amazing when we work with God and allow him to do those things in us, that we do things that we never thought we would do. And I often say that as you look back over your journey with God, you go, wow, I never thought that would have happened. I never thought that was possible because I limited God by my own thinking. And it's just an amazing journey with him. No one is the finished product at salvation. That's our starting point. And it's a great starting point when we begin to really experience the love of God in our hearts, when we have that transformation from one kingdom, the kingdom of this earth, to the kingdom of heaven. It's just an amazing experience. But that's just our starting point, not our finishing point. And very often we want to live in that because it's so emotionally charged. We're just experiencing this love of God. But that's just our birth. It's not our end, it's our start. And sometimes we don't grow because we want to live in that kind of experience, that emotional connection that God puts in our heart. But he's doing that because he wants to show us that he loves us. But as we know in the natural, babies are born into that loving environment, but we don't leave them there. We actually grow them and mature them so that one day they can be let loose from our house into somebody else's house, hopefully. But we don't want our babies to stay as babies, and God doesn't want us to stay as spiritual babies. He wants us to grow so that we actually have a value in the kingdom, so that the calling on our lives just causes us to go, wow, who would ever have thought? We must always remember that the plans that God has for us are for the kingdom's benefit. He's the potter, we're the clay. He shapes us into something. It's his design, not ours. And very often, the potter has to start again, doesn't he, with us? When we go out of shape, and he just puts us together again and starts again. God will never throw us away, but he might have to start again occasionally when we're uncooperative. When we serve God faithfully, we have a sense of purpose that brings value to our lives and contributes to those we are serving. Often we wonder what life is about. We wonder where we're going in life. It's one of the big questions, isn't it? Why am I here? Well, if you work with God and work on growing in God and allow Him to place a calling on your life, you'll understand why you're here. It gives us a sense of purpose and direction in life. It answers some of those internal questions that we have about what is it all about. And as we begin to serve God, He just encourages us in our heart, and we understand what life is about. We begin to contribute to others. We refer to our Christian life as a walk with God, and our starting point is salvation. And God is always working to produce something in us. He started a good work in us and He wants to complete it. You see, when God looks at us, He's looking at the finished product. We're very often looking at the starting point. But He already knows what He's trying to produce in us. He already knows what He's trying to create. He already knows what He's called us to do. We've just got to walk with Him and allow Him to shape us into our calling in Him. I love the fact that He never gives up on us. He's going to carry it out and keep carrying it out and keep working on us all the time. Often the problem is that we don't want Him to do that. We don't want that. We want to do our own thing. So growing in God is understanding our calling and working with Him and letting Him shape us in who we are. We know it's you, Phil. Who's next? Good lad. One of the areas that I think is a challenge for all of us is church life, our connection with the church. And often we don't understand that when we come together like this, as we gather together, suddenly God can cause growth because of what you are doing, because of your experiences of life, your experiences of God that you share with those who you sat next to, with those with whom you have a coffee later on. Church is really important for growth. I just want to read from Romans 12. It just describes the church as a body. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve it. If it's teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is in giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. So God is describing a group of people coming together with different callings on their life, with different abilities, and He's saying, you're one body. You are brought into this body. And we, as Carmel Community Church, are a portion of the body of Christ. But together, we are forming a body that is here to represent who God is, that is here to cause growth in one another. See, as we fit, it tells in Ephesians 4 that as we fit together, we cause growth in those around us. And so it's really important that each of us is committed to being here, to being part of the growth process, not just of ourselves, but for other people. Do you remember the old show that used to be called The Lone Ranger? Those of you who are above 50 will probably remember The Lone Ranger. Saturday morning TV, in black and white. There's no Lone Rangers in the kingdom. We don't go out on our own. It's not what God has called us to do. He's called us to be part of the body. Now, some people will be Lone Rangers, and that's up to them. But I think if you want the input from other people, if you want to share life with other people, you've got to be part of the church of Jesus Christ. God designed the church to be a living representation of Him, working together in unity to display the wisdom of God. each of us fits into church. We call ourselves the Come As You Are Church because I believe that God is just calling everybody to himself. You can come as you are. God will deal with the stuff that you're facing. God will show you his love. He'll begin to grow you, but you come as you are. And the great thing about when we come to God, we have something to contribute. We add to the whole. We have gifts and abilities that we share with those who we rub shoulders with in church. Nobody is excluded from the body of Christ, and certainly not here. Nobody is excluded. Some people find it difficult to fit in, but they're never excluded. And God never excludes anybody. But as we come together and we fit together, we form something that is really a working body, something that really works. And it says you can do things on your own, but when you're on your own, you're isolated. You're not receiving everything that God has got for you. So church is really important. And I say this not because I want it to be full on a Sunday morning, but I want everybody to grow. And this is part of that process. And so sometimes we feel like having a lie-in or the sun's out, which we've not seen so often. But the sun's out and we'll go out for the day. But by doing that, you are restricting growth in others. You are restricting growth in yourself. It's essential that we meet together to cause growth. So for us to grow in God, and when I'm talking about growing in God, I'm talking about being mature, understanding our faith, living out what we believe, because God doesn't want us to be blown apart every time an issue comes up. He doesn't want us to be cast down when we face disappointment. He doesn't want us to be stretched all the time because we're not sure we can have enough faith for this thing. He wants us to grow in him. He says he came to give us life and life in abundance. He came to he came to give us a joy in life, but we've got to really be on this journey of growing in him for him to give us everything that we need. We've got to sign up for the whole process. There are no shortcuts in growing. God wants us to be complete in him. He's working with us to do that. He wants us to our character to be shaped to produce fruit for us to do work in the kingdom. Jesus didn't have any shortcuts. He was never gifted with that. He did ask, didn't he, in the garden as he faced crucifixion, if it's possible, can this cup pass from me? Can I have a shortcut here? Can I just dip out of this bit? Three times he asked. And three times he said, well, your will be done. And that's hard. But there was no shortcuts for Jesus, and so there'll be no shortcuts for us. We've got to work at our growth. We've got to understand the processes, and we've got to be signed up. We've got to be committed to it. It demands discipline and determination to commit to all that God wants for us. And it's an everyday decision. Take up your cross and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. And that's a decision we have to make every day. What that means is that day by day, as we're living to the values that we believe in, that we're putting God into everything, that we're living by faith, that we are being obedient to him, that others come before us. Take up your cross and follow me. This sounds hard. You know, as I'm talking, I'm sure you're thinking, it sounds hard work, this. Well, it's only hard work if we are not committed to the process. As he begins to work in us and changes, as he begins to grow us, there's a joy that comes from knowing Jesus. There's a joy that comes from being obedient, There's a joy that comes in fulfilling our calling in Him. There's a joy that comes in knowing that no matter what life throws at you, you're gonna walk through it, because He is stood with you. He is by your side. He has given you everything that you need to make it through. And so part of the growth process is understanding the process and being committed to it. I suppose the question that we ask at the end of this is, are you committed to it? Are you prepared to do those things that God wants you to do in order to grow in Him? Are you prepared to fulfill your calling in Him because He's called you to do it? It's a big question that I'm going to leave you with. Are you signed up for the journey? Are you signed up to grow in God? Because when we do, it's just amazing what God does with us. And we can look back and go, wow, what an amazing journey that's been. Well, thank you for listening to me. God bless you through this week.